When you think about the geography of hip hop, chances are you're thinking East Coast, West Coast, probably not north of the American border. That's why you probably haven't heard of Canadian hip hop star Shad.
Let's go. Warmest wishes to those that chose to visit the show. Frigid flow, my tongue might stick to a pole. What I'm spitting is cold, Michigan snow. Listen, though, I don't put on airs, I'm conditioned to blow. I'm a star.
Shad, more formally known as Shadrach Cobango, is a big deal in the Canadian music scene for good reason. His catalog stretches from tongue-in-cheek odes to the virtue of thrift to earnest meditations on race handled with equal style. We talked with Shad about his new album, Flying Colors, and about how a Kenyan kid from a Rwandan family eventually found a home in London, Ontario, and a career matching rhyme to rhythm.
Hear the pistol blast, then I hit the track. Running like a Kenyan, cause I'm Kenyan, ask my mama. Yeah, I'm running like a Kenyan, see, I'm running like Obama on that ticket. This is wicked as that Broadway play with the witches in it. Tell me who's the sickest kid I'm putting on a clinic. Listen.
So, you were born in Kenya. How old were you when you came to Canada?
I was just a year old. I was a baby. I was a year old. My sister was three. And my parents were around my age, a bit younger than me.
Why did your family leave Kenya?
My family's actually originally from Rwanda. My parents grew up there, but actually had to leave when they were maybe five or so. Because of a conflict around 1959. So they were refugees their whole life. We were refugees in Uganda for a while, everywhere basically in Central and East Africa. Then I was born in Kenya, and we were still refugees at that point. So my parents said, let's try and find a place where we can stay for a while.
Now when you're third world born, but first world born, sometimes you feel pride, sometimes you feel torn. See, my mother tongue's not what they speak where my mother's from. She moved to London with her husband when their son was one. And one time after family ties, I turned on the news and saw my family die.
Why?
Pop said it's murder in the motherland and things about colonialism I didn't understand.
In that song that we just heard, you talk about seeing the stories of the Rwandan genocide in the news. And
yes.
In a song of yours from your first album, you talk explicitly about the genocide. Let's play a little bit of that older song. It's called I'll Never Understand.
I've talked to you in tears and anger, spat on you in rage, whispered to you in sorrow, tied you in chains, thrown you in jail. I pulled you out, asked you many questions, knowing there would be no answers.
I'll never understand how flesh being torn apart feels, or how after all the suffering a heart heals on the rich green fields where they killed old and young, cold and numb under the light of a golden sun.
So the way the song is kind of organized is I do three short verses and my mom does three short verses, and my mom's parts are actually one poem that she wrote. The poem is actually addressed to the people that killed some of her family, her siblings, in Rwanda. So it's actually a really powerful poem about forgiveness, and she uses this metaphor of her wanting to like confront the perpetrators and kind of wrap them up in chains. And in the metaphor, she's kind of wrapping them up in chains and rage going around and around them until she's tied to them as well, as a sort of metaphor for the way that kind of bitterness and resentment can kind of tie you to, you know, someone that's hurt you. So her last verse is about sort of untying those.
I untie the chains painfully, purposefully, knowing the one who said to do it 70 times 7 totally understands the depth of my pain.
In one of the songs on this album, you describe your relationship with music as a man in love with his therapist, which is kind of interesting. Can you talk a little bit more about that analogy? Are you working out some stuff when you're writing a song?
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know, it's just like the easier place to go is to your music, I think. It's the safe place to go to with all of these like dark feelings and turn it into something that we can share and something that's hopefully beautiful.
Like to write when it's late and I'm sleep deprived. That's when I'm more inclined to joke and to speak my mind. As far as what love means, well, I can read a line from the dictionary, but I think I need to redefine. I need to live it to know it. That means I gotta give it and let it be. Giving back to grow it, I gotta sow it. To get it, like really get it, I gotta show it. Not just talk about it.
Shadrach Cabango. He performs as Shad. He spoke with us from the studios of Chat Radio just outside Medicine Hat, Alberta. His new album is called Flying Colors, spelled C-O-L-O-U-R-S. Thanks so much for talking with us, Shad.
Yeah, thanks, Rachel. Appreciate it.
It's like a man is in love with his therapist, and the affair is a lie, but I'm scared because to truly care and be cared for bears a risk. I wake up and I ask God for help, then go online. If my last song was spelled, I forget about the